Today, sharing the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, still dealing with the beautiful Siman Tov Nun Aleph, dealing with kashering. And yesterday we began Sif Chof Aleph, which taught us how one can kasher a barrel that was used for beer or things that are chametz. And we brought down you could either do Hagola or you could do what we said was something that was known as Irui Shlosha Yomim. So we spent a lot of time yesterday discussing the Irui Shlosha Yomim, and today we go to the Ramah. We start at the very top words of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Ramah says Hagah. How do you do this Hagola on this barrel over here that previously contained beer? So the Ramah writes, V'hagolas hechovis yaseh b'derech zu. This is the way you have to go and do this Hagola. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Yotes a couple of caveats even before you get started. He says, V'tzorech lohosir shulei hechovis imhu shel eitz. If it's a wooden barrel over here, you have to make sure that you can access the inside to clean it out very well. So you remove over here the rims, to allow you to enter into the barrel, open up the barrel, so to say, and clean out very well in all the cracks and crevices that could have chomitz left inside of them. Furthermore, likewise, there's the dregs, the sediments that are pure chomitz that are going to be left at the bottom of the barrel. You have to make sure you can get them out as well. And then, because in the normal situation we do hagola or iroi, where you're pouring in hot water, lo mahane ela lahaflit habalua shibifnim. We have to remind ourselves constantly that hagola only pulls out the blios, but it doesn't destroy like libun does any chametz be'en that's there. So therefore, hagola and iroi don't work over here on anything other than blios. Avolo lehechametz shiesh be'en. They don't work on real chametz. You have to get rid of that physically. If we're dealing over here with an earthenware utensil, when you're dealing with an earthenware utensil, they may have a narrow opening. You have to make sure that you can open up wide the opening. That you should be able to at least put your entire hand inside, and to physically scrub it and clean it well, on the inside, all the way around on all the different sides. And that way you can remove the chametz be'en to allow you to then try to kasher it with hagola. Ochein, however, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hachronim Eskimu. We have already learned this previously, and this is brought down in Sharetzion Oz Kuf Nun Beis by the Bach, the Morgan of Rome, and other Achronim, that it would be preferable the Yesh Lahachbir Shelo Lishtamish Klal B'Chovitz Eitz Shel Shechar, that you shouldn't really try to reuse on Pesach to kasher a chometzdik, a beer barrel, and use it for Pesadik stuff. Because Shemotzi Behem Gumos, there are a lot of holes in it over here, and those holes are very, very difficult to clean out properly. Furthermore, gam yevshul anaker bein anisorim, in between the boards, the slats of the barrel, it's very difficult to get clean. Shelo yishar sham mashu zuhuama bein nesel anesa, that there wouldn't be some sort of chametz left over. The zuhuama is a term that we use over here for this non-desired stuff, this waste over here, that would be between the boards, and you won't be able to get rid of it. The hu chametz gomer, that's real chametz over here, v'yishar ben, and therefore it's going to stay in place if you can't get rid of it, and hagola will not work. Furthermore, he says, "Ayin da yiraba in the name of the prisha, b'shem ha-prisha, dimnishtamesh b'chavish sheikhor." If you're using a barrel that was used for chametz over here, v'lo paschu ashulayim, you didn't go and open it up well, v'nikru heitev, and clean it out inside well, even b'di'evet, if you did hagol on it, also afilu b'di'evet, it won't be good. The lo mahani hagol l'mashu ben, because as we've already pointed out, hagol just doesn't work on real chametz, it only works on blios. However, ochein, in Pasach Echod Mishula, if you did open up one of the sides, one of the ends, the Nikar Heite Bifnim, and you did scrub it and clean it out well on the inside, then Mahane Hagola Bidyevit. Then why you shouldn't have done this Lechatchila, according to the Minhag, Bidyevit, after the fact it would work, and this in fact, Lechain Hiskim Chayodim, Chayodim Paskin this as well. Ayin Shom, look over there, Sherech Besimin Kuf Chof Hei Bazeh. He had an Arichas over there, a long discussion over there. This halacha that we've been discussing is true for a barrel of beer or any other liquid chametz that was in a barrel. Avol chavitz shomei dvash, but if it was date beer, it was beer that was mead that was made from honey, yesh lahatir b'hagola, that type of beer can be kasher with hagola. And this barrel of now honey beer that you're cleaning out, even if it had previously had barley hops and beer inside of it, even within the past 24 hours, the honey over here was the last thing, and you cleaned out the honey, and then you did Hagala, l'chatchila, you could even do that. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Chav tells us this is the process the Ramah is about to tell us. And he adds over here, because of Achronim, the Kelim Shayu Bo Yayin Sraf, if you had liquor inside some of these barrels, Lo Mahani Lem Klal Hagola, then Hagola does not work in this situation. And Dirsha footnote number 108 brings down that the Aruch HaShulchan has a cool over here, if the barrel had not been used for more than 12 months, so then you could kasher with Hagola. But in general, if it's been used recently, you can't kasher this type of a barrel that had liquor in it. The nishur bo gam achar kach recho v'tamo. This liquor was chametz, and its smell, its aroma, as well as its taste, will still be present in the barrel. Dirsha footnote number 109 tells us v'av she bishari surim nivsak lehalacha in shulchan aruch shemaychol amakabel reach midover iser eno nesar bishum recho lav milsi. Even though we normally say that the reach is not going to be a factor over here, even if it got it from a dover aser, nevertheless by chametz we machmir. However, he says that if the chametz went in before Pesach, or it's a makom hefsed, there may be room over here to consider it like other isurim and say that reach is lav milsehi, because she talking shalok kasul kein achronim elul chumra. The idea was to be machmir over here, and these situations you do not have to be. So lechatchila we should be concerned about it, but lav davka in those situations after the fact would you have to be. The chen kasav adas Torah in the name of the Torah Chaim. Shemishum chumras chametz are also betarovis af mashu. Normally we're so machmir on chametz even with a mashu. So therefore we're also concerned about reach lechatchila, even though technically min adin it would be permissible. The issue footnote number 110 talks about a very important factor. What about glasses or cups that don't really have the chametz in them for a while, and they don't really have reach and tam? You know, you put some beer into a glass and then you drink it, so it's there for a few seconds, a minute or two. So in this situation, hamashka eino shoe Abraham elizman kotzu bavad. It's only there for a short period of time. So the Shelus and Shuvos ha'elev choshlomo says in this situation, Hagola will work, as opposed to a barrel where it's stored in it, it won't work. And this is also the opinion of the Das Torah, who brings down the name of the Sefer Kinaso from this idea. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe adds, and he says, min hagenu lahachmir, the Moshe says, still, nevertheless, we do not like to reuse, a bottle of a container, a flask, that even if it hasn't been in there for a shear of 24 hours, we still don't use that from Chometz to Pesach. We don't allow it to be kashud l'chatrila. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ochein im bishel oson heitev bimayim im efer. If you, however, took these barrels and you cleaned them out well, and then you put in water and detergent, efer here is the dirt that's acting like a detergent, ach nistali koreach legamri, until you have removed the odor, the aroma entirely, then mutu lagilo achakach, then we do allow hagola in that situation. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, V'davko l'kelim shem psuchim l'gamrei. This Hagala only works, as we've already pointed out, if it's opened up entirely, that you can reach in, v'yochol hachlis yodol l'sochol l'nakir heitev, v'livdok b'chol estokim. The only time you would allow Hagala to work is if you could physically clean it well, the opening is wide enough that you get your hands inside all the way, and you can clean it out well, including all the cracks. Shlo yeh nidbak bo shum mamoshes, so that you can guarantee that there's no physical chomet still left, no mamoshes. But if you can't do that, although the ain't opinions there, if you cannot guarantee that it's physically clean, then lo mahani afilu mivashel be efer kamapam, then it will not help you, even if you put in water and detergent, so to say, many times. That will not get rid of the chametz be'en. He says, furthermore, gambo inon shakelim yunasim mechaticha achas. The barrel over here should be made from one piece. O shem shol klei b'dil. Or if it's tin, ushar minim achas, or other types of metal, then hagala will work on them. But the imasuya means sorim harbe. It was something like wood that's made out of many. The barrels made out of many planks of wood. Kikelim shalano, like our barrels, ain lahakel lahagila. We do not allow hagola. Afilu in bishul be'efer kamapam. Even if it was rinsed out with water and detergent, so to say, many times, because the bottom line is the efshar shlo yishar zuama be'nesa l'nesa. Because there's no way you'll get rid of the aroma. The aroma will stay there in between, so to say, the slats of the barrel. The chanal, as we've already explained. So now we finally get to the Ramah, and he tells us, how do you do Hagola? He says, Yilabein Avonim. You go and take, you can't put the barrel inside a Kli Rishon, the barrel's huge. So therefore, you take these hot stones, V'yisimim Bohem, you put them inside the barrel, and then you pour boiling hot water on the stones, on the barrel. V'yara aleim roastin mekli rishon. You take a kli rishon that was on the fire, you pour the hot water that you boiled in it onto the barrel with the hot stones inside of it. V'yigalgel achovis, and you, so to say, roll the barrel, she'agiyu hagol l'chol makom. So all of the barrel has been come in contact with the stone and with the hot water. It brings down from the Gos Maimonios. And that's the way you do hagol. Furthermore, the Ramah says, "Ubedi'evet, after the fact, imnosnu behem yayin o dvash below hagola. If you put wine in or honey into the barrel without doing hagola, but rakshe dichon heitetrila, but you did clean it out well, so you can guarantee there was no mamoshes over there. So then, bottom line is mutu lishos mimenu bepesach. Ubedi'evet, after the fact, you could drink this wine or this honey from this barrel that had been well cleaned out, albeit no hagola was done on Pesach." And this is brought down in the name of the Mordechai and the Trumas Hadeshen. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Chaf Aleph tells us, V'shoh Shom Yeis Leis, that when we're talking about over here, that you put the wine or the dvash in the barrel and you can use it, we're talking about that it stayed there even for 24 hours. Because they have a kavush v'nichnas bo tam ha-shecha. In this situation, we're concerned that the tam of the shecha could have gone into the wine or the honey. Nevertheless, even if it's 24 hours, if you lochi mutter, ulikameh, this is permissible, as we'll learn, the lav hochi, because if we're not talking about it's there for 24 hours, just there for a short period of time, pshita de mutter, then it certainly would be good, because the shecha couldn't get in if it wasn't there for 24 hours. Why this din in with wine or dvash? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Chabez explains, ayin amogin avram nechok Yaakov, the shchiluk ben yayin levash, there are differences over here, even between the wine and the honey. The biyayin, with wine, afilu echaves ben yomo mibliyas hashecha. Even if the barrel had been used within 24 hours for beer, the wine would still be good. Gam kein mutu b'di'evet. Why is that? The shechor b'yayin no sein tam lifgamu, because the beer would ruin the wine. So therefore, it's a no sein tam lifgam, and therefore it's acceptable b'di'evet. Ubimei devash, however, with the honey, lo hevi lifgam, the beer wouldn't ruin it. Elo im kein hayakli eino ben yomo, unless it had been there for more than 24 hours mibliyas hashecha, from the time that it was used for beer, and that way it would be no sein tam lifgam. However, Avol Mayor Ben Yomov, it was used that very day within 24 hours, and then Vishwa made Dvash Besochum Yes Lace, and then you put the honey in it for more than 24 hours, Afilu B'diyevet also Lishtoso B'Pesach. Then it would ruin it, the beer would come in, and you wouldn't be allowed to drink this on Pesach. That's the first opinion. However, he then brings down Avol Kamo Achronim Hiskimu. Others say that no, this wouldn't be a situation of a no sin tam l'shevach. Why? The af b'made dvash mutra afil b'ven yomo. Even if the honey was staying there for 24 hours after the barrel had been used within 24 hours, it still would be beyond the period of time that it would no sin tam l'shevach. Why is that? He says, "Bitam the kavush lo nikra ad achar sheshom yes liyes," because it's only called that it was in there for 24 hours at the end of the 24-hour period of time. V'oz nasa bliya shebasocha kli lufkam, because now it's more than 24 hours that the honey has been in the barrel, but that means that the barrel hasn't been used for beer in more than 24 hours, even though originally when you put in the honey, it had been used within the last 24 hours. So now the beer taste has been more than 24 hours. And therefore, now it's called Nosin Tam Lufgam, even though it originally started, it was not Nosin Tam Lufgam. And therefore, according to these Achronim, Mutu B'Di'evet would be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah adds, V'da, you should know, B'chol Gavni, under all circumstances, Hat Dezeh Shol D'Evet Einu Elikishi Ayeru Hayayin V'Advash Menachovis Kodem HaPesach. This is only good to drink on Pesach if you poured it out into a Pesach Dicha utensil before Pesach started. Which means v'nosnu also l'soch kli pesach. He put into the pesach dichy utensil before Pesach started. In that situation, the hutter kvar yayin v'dash kodem pesach is already permissible before Pesach. And in this situation, because the kodem of pesach no sitam lifgam, it's therefore mutter. The taste was a negative taste, and therefore it's mutter. However, im nishtaya yayin v'advash b'chovis atoch ha-pesach, but if you only poured it into the pesach dichy utensil on Pesach, so it was in the chometz dika barrel at the start of Pesach, also, then it's no good. The Medina Seinu, no agim lesser, no sintam lufgam b'Pesach, because now it's a no sintam lufgam on Pesach, and therefore our minhag is to say that that's not allowed, as we already brought down, Kilel b'Simon Tov and Zayin, if you had in the Ramah and the Hagah over there. The Kosu HaPosuk, and the Posuk add, the Imnatz Nulisocho Dovor Choriv Kichometz, if you added something like vinegar, something sharp over there, Afilu Lohyo Ben Yom Wasser, then even if the beer hadn't been used for 24 hours, the vinegar will pull out the beer taste in a positive way. Dagav Hurfa, because of the sharpness of the vinegar, Mashvi Leila Shevach, it will pull out the beer taste in a positive way, and therefore it's no Saint Tam Lishvach. Furthermore, Odis Kimua Poskim, Dima Kli Hoyomi Yayin Sraf, if the Kli had liquor in it, Osur B'Di'evet Afilu Mina Ben Yomo, then it's no good if it's not even within 24 hours, even if it's not a Ben Yomo, because Deinenu Rosh, Nosi Tam Lishvachu, because that's considered a positive taste anyway, in all regards. The vush adds, even if you did hagala, it would be also in this situation. In this situation, even if it's not a ben yomo. Again, because because it doesn't remove, the hagala doesn't remove the aroma or the taste. Therefore, im lo nishma ba reach shel yayin tzraf. If, however, you can't taste or smell the liquor, then mahani agola b'dieved. After the fact, if you can't smell it, it would work. Shel lesser mashin osel socha, that it wouldn't ruin anything that you put into this barrel now. However, as soon as you remember that this barrel had been used for yayin tzraf, tzorich laros hayayin l'kliacher, immediately pour it into another utensil. Mr. Brewer adds in Siv Katan Kuf Chav Gimel, and he says, the Ayri, we're talking here, b'inyan she'ein bo chashash chametz ben. When we cleaned it out well, you're certain that there is no chametz ben left. Shaya ha'peh shel chavis acheres rochav, that the container over here, the earthenware container, had a wide opening, and on the top, l'mala, v'ichlis yado, when you put your hand in l'socha to inside to clean it out well, v'nikaretev, and you cleaned it out well, b'tzadeh on all the sides, v'shulen at the bottom, shel nishar shum shmor, and there's no dregs or sediment left at the bottom. In this situation, it's acceptable. And if it's made out of wood, you have to open up the bottom and clean it out well. And as we've already explained, the chanal, in this situation, it's acceptable by the Yevid. Now we go to Sif Chof Beis, which we've already alluded to in earlier shiurim. And the Mechaber tells us, kol hakelim, all utensils, afilu shecheres, even earthenware utensils, that are used, shenishtamish ben chometz bitzonin, that were only used during the year, during the chometz tikka season. You only use them over here for cold chometz. So then, mutu lishtamish ben matzah afilu b'chamin. Then you can take even hot matzahs and put it on this surface, inside this utensil, on Pesach. With the exception that you can't do this if it was a utensil like a beis sar or beis charoses. Chutz mi beis sar u beis charoses. These types of utensils, which we'll explain, we have explained previously, we'll explain again in a moment, the Mishabur, exactly what they are. They contain real sharp, strong chametz inside of them. So they're the exceptions to the rule. Sha'af al pi shelo yidishtamish ben chametz ele betzonin. Even though they're only used for cold chametz, nevertheless, also lishtamish ben matzah b'chamin. You can't go and put hot matzah on them or in them. Now let's understand this. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Chav Dalet tells us, wrote Shalomar over here, shenishtamish ben chametz yavesh. We're talking about dry chametz was used in these containers all year long, not the base charoses or the base sar, but in a regular container. Or even afilu bedaver lach, even if it was a liquid chametz, afshelo shosh on meyeslays, but it never stayed there for more than 24 hours at a time. And v'lo yadaver charf, it wasn't sharp. So in all of these situations, the chametz doesn't get absorbed inside the utensil. But if it had, in fact, been a liquid that was been there for more than 24 hours, or it was sharp, then it does get absorbed inside because it's like called being pickled at this point, and it does get inside. The issue footnote of 114 brings down, likewise, likewise, you have crumbs of chametz inside any liquid, the Magen Avraham brings down, also you have to do hagala in that situation because the chametz will get inside. Mishnah Berurah adds, "Vafilu b'shar kelim." This is true for other kelim as well. You must then, in this situation, sarach hagolo iru v'chanal b'siv chavalev, as we already explained in yesterday's share, the day before, that you have to do hagol in that situation when it's been kavush kimavushal. It's been there for 24 hours. It does get inside. The Mishnah Berurah states in Siv Katan Kuf Chav Hey that you're allowed to put the hot Pesach Dikka matzahs onto these cold utensils that had only been used for cold with chametz. Why? The kivin shel nishtam shel ben el betzonin, since they're only used with cold, lo balu klum, as I have already explained, nothing gets absorbed over here. And therefore, v'day lohem, it's adequate b'hadacha to just do a good cleaning out, l'avir masha dovuk be'en l'defania kli. They just have to clean out whatever chametz may be attached to the kli. The issue footnote number 115 brings down in regards to glass containers over here that were only used with cold. So the Maran Brisk brings down minhag olam lahachmir b'pesach. You shouldn't use them again on Pesach if they were used for chametz. The issue footnote of 116 brings down, what does it mean, hadach over here? It means you have to clean it out really, really well to make sure you rub it well, you make sure that there is no lichluch left behind. And certainly if it's something greasy or fatty, you have to really, really rub to make sure that there is no be'en chametz. What are these beis sar and beis charoses? We said previously, here we see in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Chav Vav, the beis sar is kli sha'isha shora bo es hasor litno ba'isa. The woman keeps her sourdough in this container over here to go and use it for her dough. Upamish hasor shor harbi bo sekli, it stays there for a long period of time. Umachna shechimutsu kashi, it's such a strong sourdough, nivla tamu bo sekli ofen soni, it can absorb even in cold. Siv Katan Kuf Chav Zayin, the beis charoses, haynu shenosim bo dvar mecharifim mechametz. You put sharp things in there as well as the chametz. Vafilu einam shelcheres. And this is true even if it's not an earthenware utensil. This concludes today's shiur.